Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. In the last issue, the LMD took over Stark's life as both Iron Man and businessman. And Tony Stark himself was captured by Madam Mask. Let's see what happens in this issue.
Witnessing the downfall of Hydra agents? Fuck yeah. That's what I said. So let me get that out now before we're recording.
Well, we are recording, so...
Oh, never mind. That was my first note. I was really excited.
That's awesome. Well, that leads us into the next issue. Issue 18, Even Heroes Die. And we start out with Iron Man, Captain America, and Nick Fury. What was that you said, Brittany?
Witnessing the downfall of Hydra agents? Fuck yeah.
Love it. Love it. So this, I had to do some digging, but this episode, or this issue, takes place after Cap meets Madam Hydra for the first time. Because they even make a comment here that Nick Fury makes a comment that they're mopping up the rest of Madam Hydra's agents.
Yep.
So, after the fighting, Iron Man takes off, and this is the LMD, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We see the LMD. He goes back to Stark Industries, and he's just doing a couple touch-ups on himself. He was, like I said before, he was worried that...
Tony's friends.
Well, yeah, Cap and Nick, who have had dealings with LMDs, would figure
past.
It out.
Yeah.
But he didn't. So now he's...
He's all macho and like, I'm exactly. gonna do this.
And then he even makes comment that his only mistake he's made so far was letting Tony Stark go.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's going to try and find him. But speaking of Tony Stark, go over to the island where Midas is at. And we see Tony laid out on a table, passed out on a table. And we see Morgan... impressed because he thinks that this is an actual imposter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they all think it's an actual imposter. Nobody really realizes that it's really Tony Stark. But then Morgan puts it together that it's like, if you have him, then why do you need me? And Midas like, you are correct, sir. And blast
and that's by. When we say goodbye to Morgan Stark.
Yeah. He's not dead. He makes the point, Midas makes the point to say that he didn't kill him.
He's just not.
He's just not important at the moment anymore, so.
And then we get a page of monologuing from Midas.
Yes.
He seems to do that a lot.
Midas definitely likes monologuing. And then we also have this bottom right corner picture of Midas looking like a M19 card from Magic the Gathering. I don't know.
Thank you for bringing Magic into the podcast. Love it.
Just letting you know.
Okay.
I remember from the release, there was some really angry red card that looked like that guy.
See, he looks like a angry, not just a grumpy, but like an angry dwarf from Snow White.
That too, yeah.
So, just the way he's drawn.
Angry dwarf, angry goblin, something like that.
But we go back over to Alex and Janice, and Alex is still trying to woo her to no avail. Although, he seems to think that it just takes a couple more times of wooing, and he'll basically snag her away from Tony Stark.
Yeah, and, I have opinions about that.
Please, air your opinions.
I just think that if a woman does not like you, that's okay. I think you should just pursue the next woman. This whole, like, keep going for it mentality needs to stop, because it is... continuing the whole like no doesn't mean no thing. So yeah, I'm gonna continue with my whole thing from the last podcast. No means no. If she doesn't like you, that's okay. There are plenty of fish in the sea.
You and Emily will be great friends.
Going back to the comic though, this is the point where he says to her that he was Stark disappeared for a long time, and he came back and never even tried to get in touch with her.
So he's basically throwing shade at Tony. Is like,
he doesn't care about you.
Exactly. And I'm here. I do care.
And for her, she needs to be all like, yeah, Tony's not interested / busy, and I need to go with my own life. And if that means she wants him, fine. Or she can be like, I'm living my own life, finding my own man that isn't Alex, who's creepy as crap and kissing me when I don't want him to be kissing me. She can go date her own men.
I'm not judging. But you got really angry.
I did. I got really sassy angry.
That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. But Alex goes, and he's working on his project. His whole plan is to ruin, I think I mentioned this before, to ruin Tony Stark, but he's also wanting to ruin Iron Man. So he's got these ulterior motives that we will find out later why. But as of right now, he's just the brooding gentleman that is trying to take away Tony's girl.
Plot device.
Yeah. Remember that for 3 episodes from now. We go back to Midas and Tony and Madame Mask. And they all, like I said before, they all think that this is an imposter. And that Midas is going to have Tony break into Stark Industries, impersonate Tony Stark, and then give him all of Tony's money. And Tony's just like, yes, I've come to this decision on my own free will.
Without you threatening
me. Not these guns in my face.
And I will totally do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And so Madam Mask starts to train him in this, I was going to say espionage, but that's just really, that's not right.
Impostering?
I don't know. Like, acrobatic. I don't get why.
Acrobatics? Infiltration.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah, good job, Ken.
Thank you.
Yeah.
As this is happening, Tony starts putting on the charm with Madam Mask, and she's like, look, Playboy, you can just stop it. You're not Tony Stark. You don't have to do this.
You don't have to act the Playboy right now.
Yeah.
You ain't him.
And she says as much to Midas. It's like, yeah, he picked up quick. He learned everything fine, even some of his Stark's personality. It's like,
she doesn't seem very happy with that.
No. No.
She's not playing. Nope. It's important to note that Midas is all like, okay, well, let's do this plan tonight. And by the way, backstab Tony and kill him.
Oh, yes.
Backstab this imposter.
Thank you. I forgot about that. Thank
yeah.
you. If it doesn't go the way it's supposed to, kill just him. Kill he him. Doesn't need
He doesn't
to
matter. I just want money.
Yeah. So they fly over to Stark Industries over the smokestacks, and Tony makes note that they did their research well because nobody is
there.
Yeah, this will not alert the security staff. So he's like, when I get back, I'm going to change this. It's like, thank you.
Which is pretty funny.
Yeah, like, thank you, evil villain, for showing my flaws.
Giving me this security hole. Yeah. When I am back to me, I will close this.
Yes. And so they get into I don't know if it was an office or just part of the building. And he starts to get out of the special suit they have that he's in.
Well, I think it's just part of the building because he says how they need to go somewhere else.
Oh, they have to reach his private quarters.
Yeah.
And they're trying, and actually they didn't do their research that well because Madame Mask wants to take them to his decoy private chambers. Mm-hmm. And Tony's like, I'm actually Tony, so I know that's a decoy. And no, I've researched Tony Stark too, and we want to go that way.
Yeah.
Not the way you think.
And then she starts the question like, well, how do you know this is right? When they got him, they thought he was trying to impersonate him already, so already trying to break in. Yeah. So you would think, just put piece together, he may already know stuff, but she is still questioning it. Of course, it doesn't matter because the LMD shows up and
in the Iron Man suit.
Yep, and starts to attack him. Tony does his chivalry, is like, look, he wants me, I'm going to go this way, you run that way, and then you can get out.
And because of that, Madame Mask is all like, well, I'm supposed to kill you, but I won't because, you were chivalrous.
Kinda. she even says right here, it's like, not even Midas's wrath can make you slay a man who, if only for an instant, made me feel like a woman again.
Yeah. Which, while the writing was terrible, made me feel like a woman again. Yeah. I do appreciate that it's moments like that, like, looking out for one another. Like,
yeah.
That's what Heroics is about. Like, that's why you're reading these comics, like, to see the relationships and stuff. And, like, that moment with Madame Mask and Tony, like, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Like, yeah. She didn't, like, try to hit him and then run or something like that. It was just like the honest, like, all right, cool.
Well, and like she even has the gun, you know, on him, but then she falters. She's like, I can't. He treated me like a human being, whereas every other person is treating me like an object or a tool. Mm-hmm. I will say, though, these first three panels, you see Tony running to the door,
mm-hmm.
and then the door disappears. It's not
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's okay. Interesting.
It was there. It's not there.
Yeah. 60s. There.
And I mean, in yellow. It's yeah. all.
Well, no, the door's in white, though. That's why I noticed it wasn't
yeah.
there.
Yeah. But all the panels are so yellow.
Yes. Yeah. But basically what Tony was doing, he was trying to get to this engine block, or this mobile hoist, to distract the LMD enough, just long enough for Madam Mask to get out.
Mm-hmm.
But as the LMD destroyed the engine that was on the hoist, we see the security guards there heard a noise, mm-hmm. and they come rushing into the lab, and they see Iron Man standing with the whatever he's got in his, like, looks like a engine of some sorts that he has over his head, about ready to smash it on Tony Stark. And the security guard's like, "What are you doing there, Shellhead? Like, yeah, that's Tony Stark you tried to kill." And the guy that's LMD is like, "No, that's not Stark. That's the imposter. But you just said it was Stark." Like,
dude, we just listened to you monologue for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And call him Tony. So no, that's not going to fly. That mm-hmm. is Tony.
So he whips this engine, big giant engine thing, at the security guards, which I'm assuming hits them. Because my thought was like maybe hit the ground and blew up and made them pass out. But I straight up think he hit them with it.
I think he hit them with it.
They said that thing's 2 tons.
Yeah. Pretty sure that would have killed them.
Pretty sure they're pancakes.
Ugh. But now they're alive because they should come back up here in a bit.
They're but that very did, burly.
Well, yeah.
For the late 60s.
Sure, we got that.
Burly security men.
But that gave Tony Stark enough time to get to his original Iron Man suit, the golden suit, which I'm happy he went away from that. Not that that's bad, but that is...
That's very
a
yellow.
Lot of yellow.
Yeah.
On a usually yellow background.
Yeah.
It's probably why we went away from it.
Well, you know, then you compare this to the Iron Man movie, where it is just straight up iron and janky as hell. And this one's a little more smoother cut. Obviously, yeah. The comics is going to be.
Yeah.
But they start to fight.
And immediately everything turns blue in the background.
Because you got to
yeah.
see them.
Yeah, exactly. Stark is kind of holding his own for a hot minute until his heart starts to... Basically, the charge he got from the car the night before...
Maybe before it's finally going out.
Yeah. It's not holding up. So the LMD takes his chance and starts to pummel Stark. And then the security guards wake up and see what's going on. Knows that it's Stark in the armor because they just put two and two together that, that's what Tony Stark was doing to protect himself.
Mm-hmm.
He's there. We got to go get the Avengers to help them or have them come in and help.
Yes. And
because Tony Stark's important.
And I'm impressed they put that together because putting two and two together seemed like it might be a minor superpower in this at some points in this arc.
Well, not only that, but just in most comics in really before the 80s.
Putting two and two together is not that
funny. What's your superpower? Common sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
You'll notice that later. You're like, you want some common sense to happen.
Yeah. So as this is going on, Stark, he's trying to get away, but the LMD hits him with one of his repulsor rays and doesn't knock him out, but sets him off his trajectory,
mm-hmm.
and Stark lands on the catwalk. And as
we're rooting for Tony.
Yeah, as he's holding on, the LMD pushes over this smelting pot inferno, just all this liquid metal, it looks
mm-hmm.
like, right underneath him, hops up to the catwalk, and is going to try and attack him, but Tony gets off one final shot, and the LMD is like, you know, your last effort damaged circuits. It's slowing me down, but it can't stop me. And so he picks up Stark over his head, and about ready to throw him down into the molten pot, right as the Avengers show up. And before he can actually throw him, the Avengers are telling him to not do this, what's going on, stop.
Because they think he is actually Iron Man attacking Tony Stark.
Yes.
Because they also do not know that Tony Stark is Iron Man.
Correct.
Correct?
Yeah, nobody knows. As far as I know, from what I can read, nobody knows.
Yeah.
With the handful. We'll get to that here, I think, in the next issue.
Mm-hmm. So all these people are like, yo, Iron Man, like, why are you attacking your boss?
Yeah. But as he's going to throw him, Stark reaches out and grabs one of the supports that was holding the catwalk, which I guess is enough to not make him fall. I don't know.
Maybe he's got a really good grip.
He had to have something, because that threw off the LMD's weight distribution to where he went falling into the pit. And he even says that, you know, he can't fly away because his jets were damaged. Those were the circuits that were damaged. Mm-hmm. So he falls into the pot.
And that is a very nice into the LMD that kind of wraps everything up neatly, and he's just a little puddle of metal now that no one can identify, and there's no questions of how come we got two bodies here that both look like Tony.
Yep, correct.
There's a nice sploosh.
it's Terminator 2 style.
Yes.
The Avengers come up, and they're asking Stark what happened. They're like, you know, can you answer some of these questions? And he...
Hey, why'd our friend just attack him?
Yeah, run. And he goes to try, and he's like, you know, this was an LMD. Just, he was here in case Iron Man was out on a mission. I just wanted somebody here to protect everything. And he just kind of went crazy. But I like how, you know, Vision asks him about answering questions. And then when he starts to talk, he's all, like, wobbly, and you can tell he's hurt.
Yeah.
And then Yellowjack's like, you know, relax, don't talk, it's fine. But they are able to rush him to Avengers Tower onto Yellowjacket's Ultra Rejuvenator, something that Hank Pym made some time ago to, I guess, help people with failing hearts? I don't know.
Just a general tune you up and keep you healthy, it seems, that can restart a heart if you're not dead for too long, I guess.
Yeah, but then he also says that a heart can only withstand like 2 or 3 days of that. And he needs to be on it, not permanently, but for a significant amount of time. And then we end the issue with Midas kind of questioning who died, if Tony Stark died, or if this fake one died, or if the fake one is now Tony Stark, but now he died because of the robot. Like, it was just a bunch of questions.
Midas is like, I may have put an impersonator in Tony Stark's place, but I don't know, and I can't prove it.
Yeah. But we do see Madame Mask crying, which is impressive over the...
Because she's wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with the next chapter of this Iron Man story arc.